Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Why in the world are you going to Nome, Alaska, my friends would ask me? Well, to sum up the answer, my dad's brother, my uncle, asked me if I would go with him. He's 84 years old and in marvelous condition. He and his wife, Auntie Ann, have visited the world wide over during their retirement. But Auntie Ann had no desire to go to Nome. Nome is where my grandfather, Uncle JP's dad, spent time as a telegrapher during World War I as a very young man. His twin sister taught the Inuits, or Unipaks, on the peninsula of Shishmaref, Alaska. Think about it. 1916, on a strip of land that was practically impossible to get to until the ice melted and boats could actually deliver their staples. Other than that, they lived off the land literally. Caribou, birds, fish, etc. Life was interesting for my great Aunt Holly French Jones. She left behind a very compelling diary of her life with her father, my great-granddad, and the natives of the region. I read that diary almost 40 years ago for the first time. Long nights with full sun in their faces, teaching, sewing, gathering their food. Well, a large portion of the diary was very much a love story as Holly pined for her lover, Al Dilge. The diary ends with her heading back to Nome and no indication that the two got married, so that's one reason we went to Nome. We visited the museum and the library, which were both state-of-the-art. The employees were helpful, and one of them actually found a microfiche of the time period that this wedding might have taken place in. Well, my uncle spent close to 4 hours scrolling and found the actual marriage license of the two. Scratched that one off the list of things to do. 3 days in Nome, we were back to Seattle to pick up my cousin. We won't talk about the UW vs. Cal football game, as it was a freak lightning storm, clearing of the stadium, and momentum gone and a loss for the Huskies. Next on the list of the things to do, head to Marysville to fact-find on my grandmother Smith's side of the family. Quite the history, as her father, a successful bank owner in Maryland, and also appointed to the Washington State Senate and elected to a second term. One of his 7 children was my grandmother, JP's mom. On our visit to a monster museum, we discovered many things and saw pictures of my grandma with a high school class. I could go on about the whole experience, but suffice to say, fantastic bonding with my unc and cuz. In closing, you know, I had a history teacher at CR, Chad Hoops, years ago, a name I'll never forget of what he said about history. He said, and I quote, "History gives one a sense of belonging." Well, I found out how much I belong. I'm going to take back up the practice of writing in my journal and my life story. Well, I leave with you this suggestion that you do the same. Give your progenitors something to read about, your life, and give them a sense of belonging to a family. And oh yes, a Jones did marry a Smith. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.